Hey, you're listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. My name is Keela Craft Ambrose. This is a place to grow, be inspired, and to go deeper in the things of God. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, everybody. You know, I was actually on my way home when I was recording this episode, so the sound in this episode's a little bit different, but I had to share some thoughts with you because I had this conversation with my sister, and I've just really been thinking about, what do you do when you don't know what else to do? And you know, there's a point in your life where you want answers and you don't have the answers. And so I just wanted to share with you some thoughts and some scriptures. I hope you enjoy it. And please feel free to share this with anybody who may be struggling, or maybe they're in this place currently, maybe you're in this place and you just want to share it with someone to encourage them. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, so I was having a conversation with my sister the other day, and to be honest, you know, there's things in life that you're going to face and that you're going to deal with that maybe you never expected. And I was talking to my sister because we grew up in a leadership culture. We've been raised in a leadership culture where we've been taught that the greatest thing that you could ever do, obviously, besides like loving and following God and loving people, is to learn to lead yourself. And I think that that's a lot of what's missing in the world, is self-leadership. I think that if you could learn to lead yourself and be self-aware, be emotionally aware, and really just do what you know to do, that's the truth, a lot of our issues in the world would be fixed. And I understand that leading yourself without biblical truth can be a little bit difficult, because you don't have the moral center that someone who, you know, believes in God and is able to be led by God and led by the Holy Spirit and get in the Word has. But I think self-leadership in general, you can get benefits out of it, even if people, you know, aren't applying the Word of God, because the truth is that in every truth that works, you can find biblical truth, because biblical truth is the foundation for all truth. And, you know, I love that there are so many scriptures that can guide us, that can lead us, that can direct us. And a lot of times when you don't have the answers, you know, instead of trying to talk to your friends or even find a counselor, you can go to the Word of God and find the truth. You know, I love that the Bible says that you should know the truth and the truth will set you free. A lot of times what we don't realize is we're accepting a truth that is not God's truth. And therefore, we stay bound, we stay frustrated, we stay in pain, we stay in resentment, we stay in unforgiveness, and we're not living a free life because we don't know God's truth. We're believing our own truth over God's truth. So it's the truth that you believe that will either set you free or keep you bound. And so anyways, I was having this conversation with my sister, and she was saying that, you know, she's going through a season in her life where she's just going through a difficult time, and she's had some unexplainable and just really hurtful things happen in her life. And she was saying, I'm having a hard time leading my way through this. I'm having a hard time leading myself. And you know, the truth is, while self-leadership is important, I do believe that there are certain things in life you can't always lead yourself through. There are some things in life, like grief or really deep-rooted pain, that you can't just lead yourself through. You need God's help. And one of the things I told her was, you know, and this is something that I've learned in my own life, but you can't always lead yourself through something. Sometimes you have to lean your way through it. And what I mean by lean your way through it is lean into God, lean into the presence of God. You know, I used to remind myself of this scripture a lot when I was going through a hard time in my life. And it's a scripture I'm paraphrasing, but it talks about how the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance things that you've been taught and things that have been poured into you. And he'll be your helper, that he'll be your guide. And I think, you know, in my life, I've found that as a strength, because, you know, there's times, I'm sure you've heard people ask this question, what do you do when you don't know what to do? And my answer to you is ask God for help. Lean your way into his presence. I wanted to read you a few scriptures today about what God's presence does for us, what the importance of it is in our life, and how we can do this. So In Psalm 16:11, it says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." You know, I love that scripture because God knows the path of our life. He knows what we're going to go through. He knows what turns and twists that our life is going to take. And it says, in your presence is fullness of joy. Not some fleeting feeling of happiness, but joy is not a feeling. It's a position. And when you get in the presence of God, He adds to you joy. You see, joy and peace, those are not feelings that you have. Those are gifts you've been given by God. And a lot of times we're not operating in them because we're not in His presence. It's in His presence that you will find the fullness of joy. And you know, in another verse in Exodus 33:14, it says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Have you ever needed rest? Have you ever needed just the peace of God to go with you? Because I know I have. And it's in God's presence that we are able to experience Him and realize that He is with us, that He goes with us, and He's the one that gives you rest. You know, like, it doesn't matter how much you sleep, you can still feel tired, you can still feel emotionally drained, you can still feel run down, and it's God and His presence that's going to give you and add to you rest. You know, in Acts 3:20-21, it says that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets long ago. Do you know that long ago, prophets and God have spoken over you? That you're going to receive a restoring of all things. That in His presence, you're going to find times of refreshing. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." You know, sometimes we flippantly go, "I need you, God. I need you, God." And while that's really great, there's seasons where you need to lean into His presence. You need to shut off the social media. You need to shut off the music. You need to shut off the TV. And you just need to get into His presence. Sometimes we're so focused on talking to God that we don't listen to Him. Have you ever just taken time and listened to God? Have you ever just taken time and been quiet in the presence of God? There's been times where I have chosen to be quiet and listen in the presence of God. And that's been some of the most revelational moments in my life. Because truthfully, God has a lot that He wants to do inside of you, and He can do it in a moment. What would take years or hours and tons of money with doctors or spending time in counseling, the Holy Spirit can do it in a moment. You know, that scripture that I was talking about the Holy Spirit actually comes from John 14:26. And it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." You know that the Holy Spirit can teach you? There's been times in my life that I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have the answer. But the Holy Spirit does. And if you don't take time to listen and lean into the presence of God, you're on your own figuring it out on your own in your own strength and with your own wisdom. And you know, the Bible tells us that God's ways are higher, His thoughts are higher. So God's always trying to call us up higher. He's always trying to bring us to a perspective that's different than what we can see in the natural. What God's doing is bigger than what you can see in the natural. It's bigger than what you can feel in the natural. And in Hebrews 4:16, it says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." God has grace and mercy for you in your time of need. You know, I love where in the Bible it says that He collects our teardrops. He cares about every single tear that you cry, every single moment that you need Him. Whether it's big or little, He cares. And you can push your way through it. You can lead your way through it. But there's only so much you can do in your own strength. There's a time where we need to turn over our power. And we need to turn over our thought process and our perspective to the plans and the purposes and the presence of God. Because He can see things that we can't see. He knows things that we don't know. In Psalms 25:4-5, it says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Have you ever waited on the Lord? Most of the time, I feel like, you know, we're waiting on God to do something. We're waiting on God to show up. But have you ever waited on Him and just been with Him? You know, my husband, there's times where he waits on me to get ready, and there's times where I wait on him to get ready. And you know what? God is ready and waiting right now to intervene and interact with you in your situation, in your circumstance right now. He's waiting. But have you ever taken the time to let him do his work in your heart? Have you ever taken the time to let him do his work in your mind? You know, in Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he with me." I've said this before in this podcast, but you know, I see that as a picture that God is standing at a door and he's knocking, and we have the handle on our side. You have the choice to open up the door. You have the choice to let him in. But if you hear his voice and you open the door, when that says, "I will come to him and eat with him," that means that he's going to do life with you. He's going to do life with you. He's going to sit with you. He's going to eat with you. He's going to be with you. You know, I want to encourage you with Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." God is with you. No matter where you are, even if you don't, you know, quote unquote, lean into his presence today, I want you to know that he is with you and he is helping you and he is actually fighting for you. And it says in the Bible, he's already won the battle on your behalf. It says that he's going to rejoice over you with gladness and he will quiet you by his love. God loves you so much today. And in 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." I just want to tell you today that no matter what you're facing, it's good to lead yourself. And if you're not leading yourself, obviously try to lead yourself. But if you hit a point where you can't lead yourself anymore, the only answer is to lean into his presence. The Holy Spirit will help you with things that you don't know. He will teach you things that you don't know. He will bring to your remembrance things you've already been taught, and he will help strengthen you and bridge the gap when you don't have the strength. In the Bible, it says that his power is made perfect in our weakness. So where you're weak, it's not over. You just got to involve God, get into his presence, and then his power is perfect. Because if you can do it on your own, why do you need God? We need God. I sometimes think about the people that do life, that do things without the presence of God. And I don't know how they do it, to be honest. I don't know how they get through the hard days and the hard moments, because I need God. I need his peace. I need him to help me. I need his guidance. I need his love. And today, I just want to encourage you with some of those scriptures and some of those thoughts. Get into the presence of God. Get into the word. You don't have to figure out the perfect way to do it. Just take 5 minutes out of your day and go, "God, I've been struggling with this." Talk to him like he's your friend. It says he's closer than a brother. Talk to him like that. Talk to him like your friend and say, "God, I need you to help me. I need you to show me what to do." But then take time in his presence to listen. Because he will show you things and tell you things and do things in your heart and your mind that you can't even fathom. So today, God, I just pray that you would be with these people that are listening today, that you would be their strength, that you would be their comfort, that you would, in your presence, do things that we could never even ask or hope or think or imagine. God, we thank you that you're a God who cares for us. That God, even when we go through hard times, even when we face difficult seasons, God, you know what's ahead. Even when we're just struggling, God, you know the good that's going to come out of that moment, out of that season, out of that situation. And I thank you, God, that you're going to get all the glory and that you're going to do something great in every single person's life that takes the time and gets in your presence. God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we find that in your presence. So I pray that you would give them the reminders through your Holy Spirit to lean into your presence today. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to personally receive weekly encouragement. Also, check out my blog at KeelaCraftAmbrose.com for monthly content. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at KeelaCraftAmbrose.